On Sunday, The Walking Dead, AMC's post-apocalypse zombie fest, returns for a sixth season with no shortage of the show's trademark.
I know this sounds insane, but this is an insane world. We have to come for them before they come for us. It's that simple.
Here they come, the zombies. The 90-minute premiere airs at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Some of us will be watching that great Indian epic over on PBS. But The Walking Dead is the highest-rated show for viewers in the key 18 to 49 age group, a group advertisers love. So what's going on? NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is here. Eric, The Walking Dead, what is the appeal?
I think it's a show that works on multiple levels. Number one, it has this huge fan base already because it was a popular graphic novel. So it gets lots of love from the comic book fanboys and fangirls, right? It already had a big reputation before it debuted as a TV series. Secondly, it's a zombie thriller. It's this great kind of action show where you get to see people running from zombies. And then thirdly, it's a very complex character drama inside of all of that that asks the question, what happens when all the institutions from society fall? What kind of person do you become? And right now, in this sixth season, the real question is, how do you survive and hold on to your humanity?
Well, I don't want to get all heavy on you, but I have seen the show. And there are the still pictures that advertise the show. And they always show these men clutching weapons, making a stand against something off camera. Do you think that this show maybe reflects a little bit of a current anxiety about the other, you know, the other crossing borders, taking jobs away? I mean, and that's represented in the zombie. Is that too heavy?
No, it's not too heavy. I do think, number one, there are women on the show, too, who also are clutching weapons. But I think you can take the message on a lot of different levels. But I think ultimately what the creators seem to be intending is to show a world that is stripped of all of the conveniences and the normality that we're used to nowadays. What if a disaster strikes and everything is gone? The zombies could be tornadoes and extreme weather in the day after tomorrow, or they could be an earthquake. I think the mechanism of the apocalypse matters less than the apocalypse.
Well, let's take a listen. Walking Dead is centered around Rick Grimes, played by Andrew Lincoln, who leads a band of human survivors. Here he is in one of the last episodes from last season, speaking with community leader Deanna Monroe, played by Tova Felcha.
Starting right now, we have to live in the real world. We have to control who lives here.
That's never been more clear to me than it is right now.
I just keep hearing the echoes of, you know, some of the national debate. But bring us up to speed. Where does season 5 leave off and 6 pick up?
Sure. So we have our hardy band of survivors who we've been following since the beginning of the show, led by this character, Rick Grimes, who used to be a sheriff. And they have come into this community called Alexandria that had built walls around itself early on in the zombie apocalypse. And they haven't really had to scuffle and scrape to survive in the way that Rick and his people have had to. And for much of last season, there was this friction between Rick's people, who are survivors and know how ruthless you have to be to survive, and the people inside of Alexandria who were softer and not as willing to do what's necessary to survive. And so at the end of the last season, there was a man inside there who was abusing his wife and was confronted about it, and then Rick killed him. And so then the question becomes, you know, how do these people who are used to a much more civilized way of living, they're people who almost seem transported from our situation where we have all society and everything, how do they deal with somebody like Rick and his people who have learned what it takes to survive out there in the zombie apocalypse, to be as ruthless as possible, but also still hold on to your humanity?
Okay. Again, there are so many echoes of the conversations around inequity and everything that are going on today. But The Walking Dead does debut its sixth season this Sunday night. Just briefly, Eric, just your thoughts on AMC. Mad Men finishing this year, Breaking Bad over a couple years back, and now they've got this monster, literally, monster hit, The Walking Dead. Your sense about AMC?
Well, I think AMC is at a point where they have to figure out what their next act is. Walking Dead is a huge hit, and it's going to help them. But as you mentioned, they've had two signature shows go away, and I don't know that they have yet come up with new shows that will rise to that level just yet. We get the sense that they're trying some things. The sort of spinoff from Breaking Bad called Better Call Saul, it did well in the Emmy nominations, but I don't know that the average viewer is aware of it as much as maybe they should. So AMC still needs to come up with some really definitive shows that will reach the impact with society and with fans that we saw with Mad Men and Breaking Bad. They're not quite there yet, but The Walking Dead and its franchise gives them some breathing room because the shows are so popular.
Yeah. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thank you.
Always a pleasure.